Rock on the Road. Bienvenidos a vuestro programa, amigos y amigas. Adiós a Kenny Rogers. Kenneth Ray Rogers nació en Houston, Texas, el 21 de agosto de 1938 y falleció en Sandy Springs, Georgia, el pasado 20 de marzo del 2020 a los 81 años de muerte natural en plena crisis del COVID-19. Conocido como Kenny Rogers, fue un autor, cantautor estadounidense y actor considerado una leyenda de la música country. Fue el cuarto de los siete hijos concebidos por Edward Floyd Rogers, un carpintero, y su esposa Lucille, enfermera. Se crió en uno de los sectores más pobres de la ciudad de Houston. Progresó hasta la secundaria, a la vez que aprendió a tocar la guitarra y el violín. Comenzó en el mundo de la música con 20 años, tocando temas de otros cantantes de la época. Tuvo una influencia de varios músicos de la música country soul, tales como Nat King Cole, Charlie Daniels, Arthur Alexander y Chuck Berry. Fue miembro del grupo de jazz de Buddy Doyle, con los que realizó diferentes actuaciones nocturnas en clubs de jazz. Junto a este grupo realizó algunas grabaciones hasta su disolución en 1965. Mientras estaba con el grupo, Rogers continuó explorando otros terrenos musicales. Bobby Doyle III grabó un álbum antes de que Rogers abandonara el grupo para tocar en la Kirby Stone 4. No se quedó mucho tiempo y pronto consiguió un contrato discográfico en solitario con Mercury. Rogers editó un puñado de singles en dicho sello, todos los cuales fracasaron. Luego se unió a New Christine Minstrels en 1966. Se quedó con el grupo durante un año para formar en 1967 Farce Edition. Grabaron un primer sencillo psicodélico, Just Drop In, To See What Condition My Condition Was In. El single se convirtió en un hit a principios de 1968, subiendo al número 5 Billboard.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
A lo de un año, el grupo fue rebautizado como Kenny Rogers and First Edition, y en el verano de 1969 tuvieron su segundo y último top 10. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Know.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Los matices country empezaban a marcar la dirección de Rogers. Durante los siguientes dos años, First Edition se alimentó del country, el pop y la psicodelia suave, anotando su último gran éxito con Something's Burning, a principios de 1970. A finales de 1972, el grupo tenía su propio programa de televisión, pero las vendas se fueron secando. Rogers abandonó el grupo en 1974 y la banda se separó al siguiente año.
Lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm and rhythmic breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly.
Can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And I hear it come. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? I hear it come. Feel it. Feel it. Fire. Fire. Something's burning. Something's burning. Something's burning. And I think it's love. Now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire, and I hear it come. It's love, and I think it's love.
Rogers estaba severamente endeudado. Con el fin de poner en marcha su carrera, firmó con United Artists en 1975 y con la ayuda del productor Larry Butler ideó un tema inmaculadamente trabajado de country pop. Love Light in Me golpeó a principios de 1976.
Write myself a simple song, get the whole world to sing along. I'll call it a love song for you. And who knows, I'm liable to take a song from the Bible. And then when I'm through, I'll just sing love. Something nobody said, but that's hard to do. They're searching their mind, trying to find a one of a kind way that they could.
say something new.
Fue hasta el año siguiente en que apareció Lucille, número uno a principios de 1977. Lucille no era un éxito country, también fue un gran éxito crossover.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused, looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead, but he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the barroom, rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she
She must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, 'cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave.
Durante los siguientes 6 años, Rogers tuvo una serie constante de top 10. Entre 1978 y 80 tuvo 5 sencillos números 1 consecutivos. Love for Something Like It fue lanzado en mayo de 1978 como el primer sencillo y título del álbum del mismo nombre. La canción fue escrita por Rogers y Steven Glassmeyer, miembro de la banda de acompañamiento de Rogers, y fue el tercer número 1 de Kenny Rogers en la lista de países. El single permaneció en el número 1 durante una semana y pasó un total de 10 semanas en la lista de países.
Show me a bar with a good looking woman and just get out of my way. Turn on the jukebox, I'll show you a song you should play. Sooner or later, a few shots of bourbon, I'll think of something to say. Whoa, I can take her or leave her, I'd like to take her away. Liquor and music, good combination, if you got love on the brain. Just sit and talk. Whoa, it's 2 in the morning. I'm running and she wants to walk. Something's got a hold on me. It's cheap, but it ain't free. Love or something like it's got a hold on me.
Gamble es una canción escrita por Don Slaty. Sin embargo, fue Kenny Rogers quien convirtió la canción en un éxito general. Su versión fue un éxito número 1 de country y llevó a las listas pop en un momento en que las canciones de country rara vez se cruzaban. Fue lanzado en noviembre de 1978 como la canción principal de su álbum The Glamour, que le valió el premio Grammy a la mejor interpretación vocal country masculina de 1980. En el 2006, Don Sleazy apareció en el documental retrospectivo de la carrera de Kenny Rogers, The Journey, donde elogió las contribuciones de Rogers y del productor Larry Battle a la canción, afirmando que agregaron varias ideas que no eran mías, incluida la nueva introducción de guitarra.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
She Believes Me fue lanzado en abril de 1979 como el segundo sencillo de su álbum The Gambler. La canción es la historia de un compositor, intérprete, luchador, que tiene un ser querido que lo apoya, aunque a veces se pregunta el por qué.
She lay sleeping, I stay out late at night and play my songs. And sometimes all the nights can be so long. And it's good
when I finally make it home all alone, while she lays dreaming. I try to get undressed without the light, and quietly she says, how was your night? And I come to her and say, it was all right, and I hold her tight. And she believes in me. Told her someday if she was my girl, I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way, while she lays waiting. I stumble to the kitchen for a bite. Then I see my old guitar in the night, just waiting for me like a secret friend. And there's no end while she lays crying. I fumble with a melody or two, then I'm torn between the things that I should do. Then she says to wake her up when I am through. God, her love is true. And she believes in me. I'll never know just what she sees in me. I told her someday if she was my girl, I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way, while she lays, while she waits for me.
You Decorated My Life fue lanzado en septiembre de 1979 como el sencillo principal de su álbum Kenny. Fue un éxito número uno en la lista de Billboard Country Singles y alcanzó número 7 en el Billboard Hot 100.
All my life was a paper, once plain, pure and white, till you moved with your pen, changing moods now and then, till the balance was right. Then you added some music, every note was in place, and anybody could see all the changes in me by the look on my face. And you decorated my life.
created my life. Like a rhyme with no reason in an unfinished song, there was no harmony. Life meant nothing to me until you came along and brought out the colors. What a gentle surprise. Now I'm able to see all the things life can be, shining soft in your eyes. Created a world where dreams are a part. And you decorated my life by painting your love
Cobarde Country fue lanzada en noviembre de 1979 como el segundo sencillo del álbum multiplatino de Rogers, Kenny. Se convirtió en un éxito cruzado, encabezando la lista de Billboard Country y alcanzando número 3 en la lista Hot 100. También encabezó la lista de singles de Cashbox y fue un éxito top 100 en muchos otros países del mundo que encabezaron la lista en Canadá, el Reino Unido y también en Irlanda, donde se mantuvo en el número 1 durante 6 semanas consecutivas. Rogers canta en una narración sobre su pupilo y sobrino Tommy, un joven con una reputación prominente que nunca sabe defenderse. Su pacifismo le valió el apodo burlón de Amarillo de otros en todo el condado, pero Rogers insinuó que siempre sintió que había algo en Tommy que en el resto del condado no veía. La actuación no violenta de Tommy estuvo muy influenciada por su padre, el cual murió en prisión cuando Tommy tenía 10 años. Durante su última visita, su padre, desde su lecho de muerte, le suplica a Tommy que no cometa los mismos errores que cometió él, diciéndole que ponerle otra mejilla no es un signo de debilidad. Y así mismo le aconseja: hijo, no lo hagas, hay que luchar para ser hombre.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old. Daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy: son, my life is over, but yours has just begun.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone,
And Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky. As he watched the last one fall, and I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Además de sus éxitos en solitario, tuvo una serie de duetos con Dottie Pease, Every Time Two Falls Collide, o All I Ever Need Is You, o What Are We Doing in Love.
We like summer and winter. We're not one bit alike. We're like satin and cinders. I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love? Why were you someone I couldn't resist? What are we doing in love? We're like paper and matches. We'll probably have our share of fights. We're like roses and switches. It's gonna be hard, but we gotta try. So what are we doing in love?
But if we have to say,
sun up and sun down.
People say we're never gonna last,
like uptown and downtown.
You like it slow, but I like it fast.
What are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love?
What are we gonna tell all my friends?
What are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love?
You were just someone I couldn't resist.
That's what we're doing in love.
A principios de los años 80, Rogers también comenzó a realizar duetos con cantantes pop como King Cars y Sienna Easton. Rogers también comenzó a hacer incursiones en la televisión y en el cine, apareciendo en una serie de especiales de televisión y en The Gambler y Cover of the Country. A finales de 1983 lanzó un dúo con Dolly Parton denominado Island in the Stream. Escrita por los Bee Gees y producida por Barry Gibb, el registro se convirtió en uno de sus mayores éxitos.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication.
Make it.
formó parte del grupo USA for Africa. Cantó la famosa canción We Are the World en el año de 1985. Roger se quedó en RCA durante 5 años, durante los cuales alternó entre el pop contemporáneo para adultos y las resbaladizas canciones de country pop. Los éxitos no venían tan a menudo como antes, pero se las arregló para registrar sencillos exitosos. Sin embargo, los conciertos de Rogers continuaron siendo populares, al igual que sus películas hechas en televisión. A lo largo de los años 80 y finales de los 90, Rogers se mantuvo ocupado con trabajos de caridad, conciertos, una cadena de comida rápida, especiales de televisión, películas y la fotografía, publicando no menos de 2 libros, editando discos casi todos los años, pero solo para sus aficionados más devotos. Aquejado de diferentes problemas de salud que le afectaron a la movilidad, en el año 2015 anunció su retirada de los escenarios tras 6 décadas dedicadas a la música para dedicar más tiempo a su familia. Tras el anuncio de la retirada, el 21 de julio del 2017, inició una gira de despedida por los Estados Unidos compuesta por 18 conciertos. Y así nos despedimos de ustedes, Luis Suárez al guión y presentación. ¡Sean felices!
I wouldn't listen, and I couldn't see. And all I have left now are words you said to me. Sing your song, sweet music, man. Cause I won't be there to hold your hand like I used to. I'm through with you. You're a hell of a singer and a powerful man, but you surround yourself with people who demand so little of you. You touched my soul with your beautiful song. Even had me singing along right with you. You said I need you. Then you changed the words and added harmony, and you sang the song you had written for me to someone new. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do. Nobody else can make me sing along, and nobody else can make me feel that things are right when I know they're wrong. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. Sing your song, sweet music, babe. Travel the world with a 6-piece band that does for you what you ask them to. And you try to stay young, but the songs you sung to so many people have all begun to come back on you. So sing your song, said music man. You're making your living doing one night stands. They're through with you. They don't need you. You're still a hell of a singer, but a broken man. But you'll keep on looking for one last friend to sing to. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do. Nobody else can make me sing along, and nobody else can make me feel the things are right when they're wrong with a song.
Nobody sings a love song quite like you. So sing your song, sweet music, baby. I believe.